The smack talk building up to this rematch has been very chilled, been very professional. Yeah. They're focusing on their fight camp and focusing on each other. But, you know, this kind of controversy could have really added a lot of bad blood between two fighters.
Cameron Simon, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
Hi and welcome. We're talking about Versus Fight Night 6 with Cameron Simon. Cameron, 3 title fights, 14 fights in an incredible card coming up in Pretoria. I mean, Tapella Siarbi, 3 title. I mean, the whole card is absolutely stacked. But let's start with Tapella Siarbi taking on Godfrey Mkhwanazi.
Yeah.
Cracking fight. What do you make of it? I know that you train a bit with him at the amateur team at CIT. Technically, he's got what it takes.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's one of those fights that is very interesting. Godfrey is going to look to come back after a loss at Versus Fight Night 5. I think personally, as almost someone that is looking at the analyzing the fight itself, I think he had a lot more in the tank. I think, you know, he's a showman. He enjoys the show. But I think if he can stick to the practicalities of just being more aggressive, sticking to your guns, staying in base, the small stuff of, you know, making the short time, it's 3 3-minute rounds, making the short time count, I think he can really come out and have a much better performance than his last fight. And then obviously the flip of the board is Tapella Siarbi, one of Team CIT's members and probably one of the guys that are next in line to move into the pro team. And even though, you know, we have, we'll chat about Ryan De Jager later, but some of these guys get the opportunity to train with the pro team, even as an amateur, test their mettle, you know, and I think he's one of the guys that will move up soon. You have like these two guys that have a lot to prove. The one, he wants to keep that very impressive record of 6-1.
Yeah.
He's the former bantamweight champion. He wants that title fight once again against David McCarney. And then on the other side, you have Godfrey, who is always game to put on a show. So I think it's a great fight. It's happening at bantamweight, which I'm also very excited for. And
no
I
bias
love,
on the bantams.
I love a good bantamweight scrap. So I think, you know, them having the opportunity to also be on the main card, the venue is going to be a little bit fuller. I think they're going to put on a show.
Well, I think Mkhwanazi is going to come in hot because you referenced that last performance of Versus Fight Night 5. He was immensely disappointed. I spoke to him after the fight and I think Tapella Siarbi is a major scalp, even an amateur code. Like you said, he's going to transition to the pro team soon.
Yeah.
And I think Mkhwanazi, he sees that target on Tapella and I think he wants a piece of that. So I think Mkhwanazi is going to come out fast.
Yeah, 100%. And I also think, you know, Godfrey has a massive advantage in reach and in height. And Tapella, especially for someone fighting at bantamweight, he's very short, he's very stocky, very explosive. But if, depending on how game plans go, you know, Godfrey can have a picture perfect performance. It's going to come down to who's going to implement the game plan the best, who is going to come out firing. It's 9 minutes. You have 9 minutes of work. So if you see it like that, and if you can make that activation, you know, you're going to come out firing. And that's what makes me so excited.
Yeah, it's a fun fight. And I always want to break things down before it. I think Tapella is going to try and take him down to the ground. I think Tapella's got a very active guard. You've grappled with him in the past.
Yes.
He's difficult when he's on his back.
100%.
You know, he's always very active.
Yeah.
And I think he wants to close the distance and negate the reach advantage on the stand-up that Godfrey will have.
100%. I do think there's a bigger picture involved as well. I think Tapella, especially speaking to Tapella's coach, Stefan De La Rey, you know, these guys are looking at a bigger picture. They know Tapella's ground is impressive. They know his wrestling is impressive. Where are we looking to improve? And that's in the stand-up exchanges. And we got to see glimpses of that in his previous fight. So I think also having that bigger picture in mind, I would not be surprised if they keep it standing.
Oh, it's a must-win fight for both athletes. There's a lot on the line, but I still think that Godfrey's going to come out hot. And yet technically, I think Tapella might just be a little bit too much for him.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight. Next up, we have Liam Schulze taking on Alistair Kunene. And this is a great fight because these guys have faced each other 3 times. And they fought each other at SA Championships. They fought each other in other promotions as well. So it's like, and they are always getting the better of each other. It's like, it's always a very closely contested fight. And speaking to both these athletes' coaches, it was they wanted the fight again. They wanted that to happen again because they know, and I think the records can tell a pretty tale, they know these are the top lightweights for amateur level in Africa.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they've had 40 amateur fights between them. I think looking at Lim, he's had 12 fights. Asikaneni has 23 fights, which in amateur is absolutely incredible. I mean, you just talk about their experience, their technical ability. I mean, as you know, coming out of Quan Vessels, Liam's going to have such a fantastic ground game, a beautiful back attack. Yeah. He's very smart with his punch. He's got a good zip. He loves his style. His head movement, his foot was really good. But Bakanene is the real deal. All round skill sets, fantastic.
100%. Alistair Kunene's takedown defense is amazing. And, you know, his coach, Dwayne Meredith from Mayhem MMA, actually said, like, he's backing his athlete 100%. He knows that he has all the tools in the bag to counter whatever Liam is throwing at him. Liam has been super dominant in the versus cage. And not only that, in his career in general. So it's like both these guys actually, they can turn pro whenever they want to. Yeah. And I think the records show that. It's amazing to see these guys wanting to still fight at amateur level. When I made this fight, I guaranteed both these athletes, the winner will get a title shot in November.
The lightweight gold.
Lightweight. Will have the lightweight title fight in November. And that is just going to add fuel to the fire. That's going to add motivation. So I'm looking forward to that one.
You talked about Ryan Diacha,
yep.
Undefeated, massive prospect for this division. But Nkedi Mokashowa, from that small little gym in Vartagluif Glen. Tell me a bit of the history of that gym as well, particularly Infinity. What a great story.
Yeah, it's actually amazing because these guys come from a very small gym, as you said. You know, their previous coach actually is moving to the States. And, you know, Brom, he came to me at, I think, SA Championships. And he told me, listen, I just want you to know that I'm moving to the States. I have a great opportunity to have a better life for myself. I'm giving my gym over to Nkedi and a small team at Infinity MMA. And I was actually quite shocked at initially. And now you can see these guys actually just put obviously their heart and soul into making that business side work. You know, you have your, with every gym, especially in South Africa, you have the commercial side that needs to pay the bills. And then you have like this small elite team that is working on not only having success in amateur ranks, but also building their record so that they can go pro. And Nkedi is doing that, exactly that. He did not shy away from the call-outs. You know, Ryan Diacha is 7-0. For a lot of guys, that's very intimidating. Spoke to Nkedi in person. I said, told him, listen, we want to make this fight happen. There was no ounce of doubt or fear in that man. He was like, sure, let's do it. And also coming back from an injury like we spoke about in the previous fight night, he was fighting Eric Kanyebo, who is very explosive. And a lot of very, very explosive, physically very intimidating.
Yeah.
And he just went out there. He hit hard. He went out there. He took center stage immediately. And he just asserted his dominance. And again, Ryan Diacha has now moved up from the amateur team to the pro team. He's still an amateur. He still needs to prove himself in the pro team. He, with that experience, you know, that also might do some damage. Obviously, yes. Our sparring is not is not known for being soft and well managed, but he's there to test his mettle. And I think it's going to add a lot of pressure, I do think, because I still remember fighting for an amateur title when I was already in the pro team at CIT.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. You do not want to, because you're already training with these elite group of guys, you do not want to lose an amateur fight.
You believe you've earned your place in the pro team already.
Exactly.
And if you're going to lose your next fight, it's kind of as if that's taken away from you. And that peer pressure, to a certain extent, so you've got to earn your place and it never stops.
100%. But if there's one person that is mentally and physically in the right place and with the right time, it is Ryan Diacha. You know, his career has been making an upward trajectory since the day he started, and it's going to take a special athlete, possibly Nkeri Mogashoa to stop that derailment. So that's why I'm also very excited for that welterweight clash.
Nkeri Mogashoa, you talk about explosiveness. He comes out so fast in the gate. He's got more amateur fights actually than Ryan. Ryan's 7-0. Yeah. Yes, he's undefeated. Mogashoa at 7-2.
Yeah.
He's also a very exciting fighter. And what's the thing about me with these two fighters is they typify the Versus brand, because it is a smaller cage. It is an amateur code, so the rounds are shorter. And it's almost like this, it pels the athlete to come out fast and finish the fight as soon as possible. They don't get paid by the minute. They don't get paid at all because they're amateurs. Yes. But there's almost this Versus brand, this Versus style, where it's just nonstop, all-out action. And these two fighters, particularly for me, typify that Versus brand of pure action.
I think it's just also, you know, we also have a quick discussion backstage with all the athletes. We tell them, listen, you guys have 9 minutes if you're not fighting for a title. If you're fighting for a title, you have 15 minutes. You need to make those 15 minutes count.
Yeah.
A lot of people are watching you, your friends, your family, potential sponsors for the future. So you need to go out there and make it count. And I do think that these guys are going to leave it all in there. That was borderline my fight of the night, but we'll get to fight of the night.
Was it? There's a couple across the board, including for me, Ntando Zondi against Kelvin Smith, the rematch. Will it finally lay the controversy to rest?
I've always said this, and I actually had a lot of people like ask me about it, but I think a chip on your shoulder is something very healthy if you can channel it in the right way. And how that fight ended, I can believe that both these guys have a chip on their shoulder. You know, one person believes that he was wronged in how the fight was stopped, and he's going to come out and look to prove that he is the flyweight champion. The flyweight champion in Ntando Zondi also has a chip on his shoulder. He believes that that was a clean knee that was rightfully stopped, and he's going to look to prove that he is the flyweight champion.
You mentioned at the night that you know a little bit about low shots.
Yes.
Was it a low blow or was it not, Cam?
After seeing the review, I honestly do not think it was a low blow. At the end of the day, the fight was called, and that's something that you can't keep the athletes accountable for a decision made. You can't even keep Versus accountable. You know, that was on the referee, on the commission to ensure fighter safety. And I understand that. Sometimes unfortunate decisions like that happen. But at the end of the day, you want both these guys to walk out safely, which they did. And now they're going to come back and fight each other again. And it's going to be a great fight.
Yeah, but does it add extra pressure? Because to a certain extent, you look at people on social media saying that Ntando Zondi is not the real champion. How can he defend the belt when he didn't earn it?
Yes.
You know, and that puts extra pressure unfairly on him. You're 100% right. It happened.
Yes.
You know, the governing body, the referees took the decision. It's in the history books now. It's record. It's in ink. It's done. Yeah. This is now an opportunity for a redux for both these fighters. But people questioning Zondi as to whether he's a real champion in the first place, that's got to weigh heavily on your shoulders when you're going into the rematch.
100%. It has to. And if I'm Kelvin Smith and I'm watching that fight and I'm asking myself, you know, was it a low blow? Was it to the body? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm questioning myself again, and that adds pressure as well. Pressure creates diamonds. These guys want to go pro eventually. These guys are going to have to be able to stay level-headed with enormous amounts of pressure. And having this done on amateur level is good for the sport. It's good for the future of the division, because after this, we'll see a lot of things shift and move, especially with the guys that we have planned for whoever is champion to defend against. So it's just, the work doesn't stop after this fight. They are so focused, locked in on each other. And I'm really excited, because I think both these guys, like I said, I like a chip on a shoulder, because if you have the right mentality, you're going to come out and prove why you're the champion.
Yeah, and they're also proving that they're ultimate professionals. The smack talk building up to this rematch has been very chilled, been very professional.
Yeah.
They're focusing on their fight camp and focusing on each other. But, you know, this kind of controversy could have really added a lot of bad blood between two fighters. But these guys have been super chilled with each other and very respectful. And I love seeing that, because this could have blown out of proportion, and it didn't, for the right reasons.
100%. We've always talked about the amateurs that fight at Versus and their professionalism. These guys are here to do a job, and I think that even though there was some controversy, I think both of these guys know, like, they're gonna have a chance to to grab each other once again. And I think they're going to do their talking in the versus cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people in terms of doing the talking have been asking you and Jan a lot about when we're going to see Neil Koch, the Muffin Man, back in the versus cage. They've got the answer, but they've got the answer in another massive heavyweight in Terrence Clinty Bourne.
Yeah, 100%. Our main event and the heavyweight title.
And why is it the main event for the heavyweights?
We've been getting that question a lot. And I must say, honestly, there is nothing as exciting as a heavyweight title fight. Yeah. And I do think that we are trying to fit a structure where we have three title fights. So it's unfortunate for the other two guys, but maybe at a later stage where we have more consistent events, we'll maybe have only one title fight per event. But for now, we want to give these guys the opportunity. And with the professional structure, we want to make sure that we are almost following a type of system. And that is, we go by weight.
Yeah.
So all three of those fights, we know the whole venue is going to be packed by the time those fights are happening. So it's going to be sold out. So we're already 50% sold out. So make sure to get your tickets. But it's just one of those things where it doesn't matter in which order you do this. It's going to be a great night at the end of the day. There's no person that gets a scream roar of the crowd quite like the Muffin Man. And that is something that we've seen since his fight at versus Fight Night 2.
Yeah.
And even though with a small record, both these guys only 2-0, you have the current SA heavyweight SA champion for amateurs in Terrence. And now you have Neil Koch as well. And it's not the obvious choice for a main event, but it's definitely going to impress everyone watching.
Definitely won't go the distance. I mean, Terrence hits like a truck.
I'm willing to put up at least my pair of shoes that it's not going the distance. So,
But you're right in terms of those three title fights. You've got the flyweight, you've got the welterweight, and you're ending with the heavyweight.
Yes.
Some fantastic fights across the entire card, representing 18 different teams. I don't think anyone on the African continent who has a promotion that brings in 18 different teams from sub-Saharan Africa. It's unprecedented, Cam.
It's a lot of work as well. But it's great. You know, we are very fortunate to have amazing teams support our events. And, you know, I want to thank every single coach that help us make this happen, because we talk to the coaches directly. And it's actually a very quick conversation. It's just like, we have this opportunity, we have this date, this venue. And you can always see the almost our motto at Versus, we live to fight. And you can see in how we have this exchanges, these guys live to fight. So it's like, what's the guy's name? What's his record? What gym he's from? Sure, let's take it. And it's great to see these guys so willing to step in the cage. It's a very stressful, you overexpose yourself quite a lot. Yeah. You get thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
Every single person fighting on this card is keen. They are here to really stand out. And that's why I want to go to my standout performance, because we've been talking about the top five fights happening later in the evening.
Your fight of the night prediction.
My fight of the
night.
Tyrone Lamprecht, Brandon Santos. I've never seen Brandon Santos in a boring fight. Mm. His fight against Willy van Rooyen was...
Cracker.
A cracker of a fight. And, you know, before that, he actually fought one of our highly, someone that I thought was going to become champion in our promotion, in Raymond Aycott.
Mm.
Even with that, he had a cracker performance. Win or lose, this guy is always coming to show. Tyrone Lamprecht, technically super sound. He always mixes up his wrestling, his stand-up, and his Brazilian jiu-jitsu very well. He had a great fight against Liam Schulze, and obviously in our last events as well, had a massive win. Mm-hmm. So I think these guys are young, and I love a good prelim card as well. You know, I love a good prelim fight. I think they want to stand out from the main card, from the title fights. That's my prediction.
And it's stacked as well. There's so many fights, in particular that prelim card. And it's almost as if the action just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
I mean, if you still got, like you said, 50% sold out, and there's still tickets available.
Mm.
But it's almost as if you go to a versus event, there's not much time to chill out. There's not much time to go and get your drinks or get your food. You sit down and it's action, action, fight, fight, fight. It's nonstop.
Yeah, 100%. We enjoy that, because you want to stay locked in for as long as possible. And these guys are warming up backstage. They're ready to go. So I'm looking forward to seeing who stands out in this card because we have, like you said, very talented guys. I cannot wait for the 12th of August.
And also, Cam, just to finish off, you're talking about you can't wait for the 12th of August, but these guys fighting to stand out, to be noticed, knowing that with the growth of Versus, there's going to be more opportunities, perhaps to fight international opponents more and more as Versus Fight Night continues to grow. Tell me a bit more about the future.
Definitely. That is, we are, I think, and I might be biased, but we are already the biggest amateur promotion in South Africa. We are probably the biggest in Africa. I think there's no promotion in Africa that hosts a show like we do. And I do think that the athletes and the coaches notice that. And we're going to continue to grow. We are looking to have another event on the 18th of November with some special surprises of possibly a new venue and some partners joining us on the way. And with that, we have a few things in the pipeline that we are going to announce, but I'll keep that for a later date.
But when you go to a Versus Fight Night, there's competitions, there's giveaways, there's a signed UFC poster signed by you and Still Knock Stricus du Plessis. I mean, there's so much going on. There's so much hits. There's the grappling competition. Yeah. There's the food, there's drinks, there's everyone. The whole atmosphere for a Versus Fight Night is really something different.
I think it's something that should not be missed. It's at the Casa Social de Madeira venue in Pretoria, South Africa. And it's going to be a great evening. And I can't wait to co-commentate with you. It's going to be fun.
Cameron, I can't wait either. Thanks so much. Now, versusmma.com is your portal for everything, from tickets to the newsletter to the competition to the giveaways, to your social media access. Everything you need to know about Versus MMA is at versusmma.com. We can't wait to see you on the 12th of August. Cheers.
Cheers.